The state's chief conservation warden calls it a dire situation. Randy Stark says budget cuts in recent years mean vacancies are going unfilled and public trust could be eroding. Stark says wardens rely on the public to report poaching.
And one of our concerns is that if we don't have wardens out there who can respond to those public complaints, pretty soon the public won't call us anymore, and we really cannot afford to lose that cooperation.
And there's evidence the shortage of wardens is leading to more illegal activities. The DNR reports poaching arrests have dropped by 8% since 2000. That was the last year the wardens were fully funded. But because of the shortage, Stark says some unethical hunters think they can get away with things like baiting and shining deer.
For instance, in 2000, when we were nearly fully staffed, we only had 7 cases of shining and shooting during the 9-day gun season. In 2004, however, where we had 28 vacancies during the season, we had 19 cases of shining and shooting during those 9 days, which would be a 170% increase.
Most warden jobs are funded by hunting and fishing license fees. Governor Jim Doyle's budget calls for increasing the cost of a hunting license by $12. Fishing licenses would go up $3. If that passes, Stark says he'd be able to fill most of the vacancies in the next 2 years. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.